Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you to Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I am excited. I told you earlier this week, that we're going to have Marita on with us today. And I have Marita here. We have several things we want to talk about. Marita, how are you doing today? Marita?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there you go. I couldn't hear you. Can you hear me now?
I couldn't hear you, but now I can hear you fine. I know. I love it when the technology works like it's supposed to.
Well, maybe I need to push a button here or there. But anyway, I welcome you to CSE Talk Radio today. It's been a month, and there's, you know, I think I say this every time we have you on, but there's been a lot happening in the month. And the last article you have is probably my favorite that you said to me, and that's because
yes,
it's something that I talk about every single day on this radio program, and that's the overreach of government. And I want to get to that article, but I thought maybe you might want to touch on the Iran and the export on the oil issue a little bit, at least just briefly. At least we can give the listeners an idea of what's been going on in the last several weeks.
Well, you know, I was in Washington, D.C. a few weeks ago. I've lost track now. So much has gone on. But 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was in Washington, D.C. to support the efforts in the House to lift the ban on exporting oil. And that was an exciting time for me, I have to tell you. I'd never done that before. I mean, I've been in Washington, D.C., and I've been there for energy issues, not just, you know, as a tourist in my younger life, but this was the first time that I had actually participated in a committee meeting, and I was there for the Energy and Commerce Committee meeting over the vote, over the bill, to lift the export ban. And the horse trading was going on the dais, as they call it, was going on right before our eyes, and it was really quite amazing to see the amendments that were offered and then retracted. And, you know, the Republicans, pretty much all the Republicans voted for this bill to get it out of committee, but they were trying to get Democrats to on board as well, which they were successful with. There were three Democrats who came on board, but what was interesting is watching as each one provided comments, not each one, but those who wanted to on the committee, and several of the Democrats, four or five of them, indicated that when it came to the floor, they might vote for it if some things were changed, if some deals were sweetened, you know, it was very interesting watching that. I spent a lot of time meeting with different representatives, congressmen, and their staffs on this issue. And the fact of the matter is, I may be going back to Washington, D.C. tomorrow to deal with this issue. So, the vote is on Friday. Yeah, the full floor vote in the House is currently scheduled for Friday, and it's still up in the air. The coalition that I've been working with is trying to get a press conference scheduled for Thursday, I believe, and the plan is I will kind of be the MC of this press conference with many different legislators coming to the microphone and listing reasons why they support the lifting of this export ban and why it should be lifted.
Well, that's interesting, and I know that that's got to be a little bit nerve-wracking as well as exciting to do that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Half of me is hoping it doesn't happen, and half of me is hoping it does. I'm in Santa Fe, New Mexico, right now, where I've been at the New Mexico Oil and Gas Association annual meeting. And, you know, this is a hard time for the oil and gas industry overall.
Mm-hmm.
And Governor Susana Martinez spoke yesterday morning to the group, and I found it very interesting that the only thing that she got applause on, the only applause line in the middle of the speech. Now, of course, she got applause at the end. But the only rousing applause, and I don't think there was even a smattering of applause for any other line, but when she talked about that she is working with other governors to work to get the export ban lifted, she got rousing applause from the audience. So I found that to be very interesting because it indicates you know, how important this issue is to those in the oil and gas industry. And I put something on my Facebook page about this. I don't know if you happen to notice this, Beth Ann, a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
I'm sorry?
I was going to bring it up right now, but if it's a couple of weeks ago, I might have a little trouble finding it.
Yeah, no, it was a couple of weeks ago. A friend of mine, a person who generally is on the same page as I am on energy issues, commented on my column, I believe it was, that I wrote on this, and he said something to the effect of, you know, I'd like to support this, but it concerns me because we are already importing oil, so why should we export oil, and won't it lift prices, gasoline prices at the pump? And that was not his exact question, but that was the essence of his question. And so when I have, you know, I do a weekly online radio show on the topic of my column, so I had him be one of my guests on my radio show and answered that question for him. And it's a pretty straightforward discussion when you understand the details.
Well, when I was reading your article and going back, how long has it been that ban's been going on?
Oh, it's from the 70s. I believe
yes,
the date is 1972.
You know, the history that is behind it is what I found interesting, and that it has gone on for so long. And this will help so many different aspects of things. But, you know, if we can get America moving and exporting, that would be a great thing for American jobs and American productivity.
Yes, it would, and it would. We're shedding. I mean, I was again talking just last night with a gentleman from ConocoPhillips, and he said to me, you know, we're announcing layoffs tomorrow, and he said, and it's not six people we're laying off. So I mean, it's very, the oil and gas industry, due to these low prices, is just really in tatters at this point. And lifting the oil export ban would really help. And how many minutes do we have?
We got about 2 minutes.
About 2 minutes. I don't know that I can explain this, but let me give it a shot. Because here's the deal. There's a couple components that most people really don't understand. And there's a link in my article on this to a study that was done about where would our oil go if the export ban was lifted. And the key thing about this study that I found so interesting, I believe it was 29 pages, and I found it fascinating reading. Now, I acknowledge that I'm into this topic, and most people probably wouldn't. But what it outlined is the refineries in different parts of the world and what kind of oil they need for those refineries. And in the United States, we've spent tens of billions of dollars over the last several decades converting our refineries to receive or to process the heavy sour crude like what we get from the Canadian oil sands or like what we get from Venezuela. But what we are producing in America is what is called light sweet or light tight oil. And our refineries, we don't have refineries enough, some can, but not enough, to refine that amount of oil we're producing. But our allies in Europe, who typically get their oil from the North Sea or Russia, including Israel, who gets most of its oil from Russia, they are configured for the light sweet or the light tight oil because that's what's produced in the North Sea and in Russia. So that's why this is such an important issue. And maybe when we come back from the break, I don't want to run us over, but I can just explain the part about why it will actually lower gasoline prices rather than raising them.
And we will do that when we come back. I'm very interested. You've got me on the edge of my seat. I really want to know more about it. Okay, we're going into the break. We're going to hold off on the phone calls for just a little bit. We'll write the number down. It's 877-895-5410. And Marita and Beth Ann will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Get Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I know I've got some callers holding. I want you to hang on. I wanted Marita to finish what she was saying. I was very excited and I was very interested in the oil prices. Let's talk about that, the refineries.
For the average person, okay, so it, obviously it's going to benefit the oil industry if we have this export ban. That's why they all want it. So why would it benefit them? Well, it's going to benefit them because the price will go up. So then the logic says, well, then the price of gasoline at the pump will go up. But actually, that's not true. It's actually more likely to go down. And here's the reason. Remember I said we have this mismatch of oil, that most of our refineries in the United States are configured for the heavy sour crude, they call it. But most of what we're producing in the United States today, the new production that we have, is what's called light sweet. So there is what there is. When you hear on the television the price of a barrel of oil, generally what they're talking about is the price of what's called Brent. That's basically the global or the European price for oil. Our United States oil is priced at a discount. It's called WTI, which stands for West Texas Intermediate. I don't know why that name, but anyway, that's what it is. But if you listeners can Google right now, you can look at the price of WTI, and you can look at the price of Brent, and there's generally about a $3 to $6 a barrel. It changes slightly from day to day, but there's generally about a $3 to $6 a barrel difference, and with WTI being cheaper than Brent. And so what happens if this export ban is lifted? That's spread will balance out because more American oil will now, for the first time in decades, be released onto the global market. So that will actually bring down that global price of oil. But because our product is now being priced globally, it will actually raise the price of a barrel of oil for our United States producers. But what people, most people don't realize is gasoline at the pump is priced based on the global price of oil. It's not the United States price. So our refiners right now are making a nice profit because they're buying this discounted oil, turning it into gasoline that they are then selling at the global price. So with the release of United States oil into the global market, it should bring down the global price of oil, therefore actually bring down the price of gasoline.
Well, we need that. We need, but we also need the jobs that it could bring in. And, you know, that's,
and that's why it's a win-win, because it will bring down the price of gasoline for the consumer, but it will bring up the price of oil for the producers. And with the volume of product they're producing, a $2 or $3 a barrel difference makes a big difference.
Yes, it does. We're going to go to the phones. We've got Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
Well, I'm exactly how I sound like I am today. And how are you, Becca?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
All right. I've got a question for Marita about a story that I read about a month ago on a website called ProfitConfidential.com. And it said that in April of 2011, the shares of Arch Coal Company were selling at about $340 a share, and Peabody was selling at about $69 a share. And due to Obama's regulations on coal, just recently, the price of Arch Coal dropped to about $3.25 a share, and no, $2.25 a share, I think it was, somewhere around there. Anyway, it was about
And that
Peabody went down to $1.40 a share. And when they had lost so much value, George Soros came in and bought something like 560,000 shares of Arch Coal and a million shares of Peabody Coal. And I would like to ask Marita, what do you think is going on here? Your comments on this development, please.
Well, basically, I believe that that is an accurate story. It is my understanding. I don't have any insider information on that, but I am aware of that story, and I do believe that that is accurate. And I believe it is really criminal what President Obama has done to these coal companies. And as you said, this tremendous drop in value is strictly due to President Obama's policies and the people that he has put out of work in the coal states. I just honestly think is criminal. Now, whether or not there is shenanigans behind the scenes that Obama and Soros planned this together, that's a little bit too conspiracy theorist for my style, but honestly, I wouldn't be surprised. I assume that's kind of what you're aiming at. Did Obama intentionally do this so that his friend could come in and swoop up these companies at pennies on the dollar? But coal is going to continue to be used globally for decades to come. I just got some email today, which I haven't really studied yet, but talking about how many new coal-fired power plants are being built around the world, China, India, Australia, Pakistan, places you wouldn't even think of that are building coal-fired power plants. And so coal, despite the efforts to kill the coal industry, coal is going to continue to be used around the globe. And so whether there was conspiracy there or whether George Soros, being a smart human being, I'm not a fan of him, but he's a smart human being, I think we'd all agree, and he sees an opportunity that the price of coal is in the basement, and he knows that it's going to be continuing to be used. So he's made a wise investment decision and invested in it. But as I said, whether there's conspiracy there, it's that's outside of my scope.
Is that what you wanted to hear, Joe?
Yeah, I'd like to make a further comment here.
Quickly,
and
sure.
A little while after I read that story, I heard a radio interview, and a man from the Missouri government who was an expert in energy was talking about Obama's energy plan, and he was saying that Obama's energy plan is completely unrealistic. It's not going to work. You know, there's too much movement towards alternative energy, you know, solar and wind too quick, and it's just not feasible, it's not practical, it's not going to work. So I wonder if the idea was for Obama to come up with an energy plan that will not work, and so that maybe a little while down the road they're going to say, well, this isn't working, we've got to go back to coal, and so then the price of coal goes back way up, and George Soros really makes a killing.
All of that is possible. I agree with what the guy on the Missouri radio said, or the government said, that the policies are not workable. I also believe that Obama's clean power plan that he introduced in August, which is the one that really kills the coal industry. I mean, there's many regulations before, and there will be more to come, but that is the big one that will really kill the coal industry. And when we get to talking about my column for this week, when we discuss that, I think it's really clear that there's a high likelihood that the courts will overturn President Obama's clean power plan, and that I hope that it happens before too many of these coal-fired power plants have been mothballed or shut down, because we had a victory, I think it was in June, although that's when the Supreme Court decisions come out. We had a victory in June with the Supreme Court on what I believe was MATS, the mercury air toxin standards. But that rule was issued 3 years earlier. It took 3 years for the courts to get for that rule to raise up through the court system to the Supreme Court. So while the Supreme Court basically overturned the rule, not 100%, but basically overturned the rule, the coal folks in the coal industry, the coal-fired power plants, I talked to them. I had them on my radio show, and they said, it doesn't matter, because we've already spent the money. We've already either made the upgrades or closed the power plants. Because this rule came out 3 years ago, we've already done the stuff. So I hope that the clean power plan can get through the courts before all of these coal-fired power plants are shut down because of that regulation. But I think what you've outlined there, it's very possible.
All right. Appreciate it, Joe. Thank you.
Okay.
You know, we talked about that, I think, on the air before, and it was just a little bit too little too late, or too lot too late or something, because
right.
They'd already had to close down many of the plants, and it was already costing them so very much that they had to already make concessions. And we've seen this going on across the nation with our coal industry, and it's devastating, the jobs that have been lost because of this, as well as what it's going to cost us in energy. We're going into a break, but it is just another overreach of government, and I really want to get to that article. I'm kind of chomping at the bit on that one. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I have Marita Noon on with her Energy Report monthly here on CSE Talk Radio. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Marita and Beth Ann will be right back.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Mm-hmm.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with our good friend Marita Noon. Energy makes America great, and you can read her article. She's got them posted out in several different places. I can't keep up with you. She does write for Breitbart. And also, I put them out on, she sends them to me weekly, and I put them out on the Facebook page, and you can always follow them there, too. And then we try to catch up when we get her on once a month, because she does a lot of writing throughout the month. But the article that I received yesterday from you, the overreach of government, and the different topics within that article were of great interest to me, and I know they will be to my listeners, because this is something that we have. You know, I know you're on lots of radio stations, and you talk about, and radio programs, and you talk about different things energy wise, but we concentrate here about this overreach, particularly what it has to do with down on the farm and property rights. And you've had several in here that are exactly up the alley of my listeners, and will pique their interest, and they'll probably be yelling at home when they're listening to you. But there's several things that the government does that's an overreach, and you know, that's something that's I never hear anybody mention on the campaign trail. Do you?
Well, I hope they do, because it is really a rampant problem with this administration. But as you know, as we'll talk about, I find that the current news cycle is really quite encouraging for people who often feel so helpless. And because we feel like, what can we do? We can't stop this. There's just so much new regulation coming out of this administration. I mean, I only focus on energy, but I know there's lots of other stuff going on, but there's so much. I can't look at anything but the energy issues.
Well, right. And there is an awful lot to keep up with, and it's like a runaway train.
But it
is. But I wanted to talk about this article because you've got several different things mentioned within this article that were of great interest to me, and I know they will be to my listeners. If you don't mind, I know that you wrote another one about the Pope. We talked about him last time. I kind of want to skip over the Pope and his climate change.
That's fine. We can skip the Pope part, but I hope we can get to the VW part, because it ties into this whole regulation story in reality.
Well, we'll just make it tie in then. How's that?
All right.
Well, let's just start getting into this, because it's the government overreach. It's just into every single aspect of our lives, and that's why you had so many topics on this within this particular article, that it's obvious that this alphabet-run government, you know, all the bureaucratic departments, you know, the USDA, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the EPA, they all can't seem to think up of
it. EPA, DOI,
BLM. They can't seem to come up with enough ideas to either fine you or take something away from you. It's just astronomical what they're doing to the American people. So let's just start out. You've got the rolling back of the tide of the big government overreaches, the title of the article, and the first topic is WOTUS.
Yes, and WOTUS we talked about a couple months ago, because that WOTUS is the Waters of the U.S. rule. And we might think of it as woe to us, because that's really what this WOTUS rule is. It gives the federal government increased, expanded control. It greatly expands the federal government's authority over water and land. And it now, instead of just having control over navigable waters, there'll be federal government can control ditches and intermittent ponds and all kinds of it increases. But the big news is that back in August, when this rule just about when it was going to become final on a Friday, and on Thursday, August 27th, a judge in North Dakota issued a temporary injunction calling the rule arbitrary and capricious. And this is important, I believe, he declared that the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, quote, violated its congressional grant of authority in its promulgation of this rule. And so that was a huge big deal. Now, unfortunately, the EPA is undaunted, and they have said, well, there were 13 states, including New Mexico, where I am today, at a friend's house where the phone was ringing in the background, so sorry about that.
That's okay. You sound like a busy little reporter there.
Yeah, I'm just at a friend's house, and he's gone, and so I couldn't answer the phone, and neither could he. So anyway, there it rang. But the EPA said, you know what, we're still going to move ahead with enforcement of this rule, and only these 13 states that were part of this particular lawsuit. Now, realize there's 10 different lawsuits that have been filed against this rule, but this judge ruled and issued a preliminary injunction that stops the enforcement or the implementation of that rule for those 13 states. So that was a little over a month ago, that victory. And in and of itself, it's a good victory, but there's more.
Let's go for it.
All right. I didn't know if you wanted me to continue or you want to...
Yeah, I want to continue because you've got so much here to cover. And, you know, it's we know what they're doing. It's just that it's kind of like, you know, when you see it out in print, and you do a great job, Marita, I really want to pat you on the back for that. You do a great job. You cover an awful lot. I know you stay within the realm of energy, but this overreach issue is something that affects every American. Every single life in America is affected. And you know, most of them, they don't know. They really don't know what's going on behind the scenes. They don't understand, you know, when I say rural America is under attack, they don't understand why I'm saying rural America is under attack. Well, this woe to us, What is that going to do for the farmers with their ponds and their irrigation?
It's much worse for agriculture even than it is for industry.
Exactly.
It's far more onerous to the agriculture industry than it is to energy. I mean, it does apply to energy, which is why I'm addressing it, but it's much worse for agriculture.
Well, and that's why it's really a topic that's pertinent to most of my listeners, because most of them are on the farm. Most of them are dealing with these things on a daily basis. And so it is very important, and that's why I wanted to get through your article and cover it. I know we've got a caller. Jim, I'm going to ask you to hang on, because I want Marita to keep going here. Let's talk about...
Well, I'll try to whip through these other ones.
We don't have to whip too fast. We got a good part of the show left here yet. But the Lester Prairie Chicken, and I found that pretty interesting. We've seen this story before, not on this particular species, but on others. So I wanted to talk about the lesser prairie chicken.
Yeah, and this one's unique also in that I don't know if it's the first time, but if it's not the first time, it's close to the first time, that the Fish and Wildlife Service has listed a species, in this case the lesser prairie chicken, as threatened under the Endangered Species Act, ESA. And this... The industry, oil industry, farmers, ranchers, have done a major conservation effort to try to rescue this bird from demise so that it didn't get listed. And on September 2, a federal judge overturned the Obama administration's 2014 listing of the lesser prairie chicken. And I don't know that that's ever happened. And if it has, it's been far and few between. So the Fish and Wildlife Service here was smacked down. And again, once again, here's what the judge said. He says, the court determined that FWS, quote, did not properly consider active conservation efforts for the bird when listing it. So they, you know, they were bound and determined to list this. It got overturned. Then I mentioned on September 30th, another federal judge smacked down another federal agency. This time it's the Interior Department's Bureau of Land Management, or BLM. And this is over the hydraulic fracturing rules that were released last spring, back in March, and there was an injunction issued back in June saying that, you know, hold off on these, and then...
We're going to hold off because we're going into a break, and I do have a caller holding. He wants to talk to you, but we're going into that break, and I want to get back on this as soon as we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with Marita Noon. Right now, we're talking about the overreach of government, and it is in every single aspect of your life. And Marita and Beth Ann will be right back.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSC Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Bast with BioAg as a new common sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, bio-ag.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are in the final segment of today's show. I've been kind of pushing Marita with this one article because it was something that was near and dear to my heart, Marita. And we were talking about the hydraulic fracturing and what some of the things that have gone on with that. And, you know, all these things affect everyone in America. And I think that's what people maybe fail to realize. And they're starting to realize it because things are hitting so hard to home because it affects consumers. It affects all of us. It affects jobs. It affects the prices. You know, it affects the quality of life. And these are some things that I think that the people don't realize. And the Bureau of Land Management, the BLM, they're bullies. Just plain and simple, they are bullies. And we do have a caller holding, but I wanted you to finish your comment.
Well, I won't go in depth, but, you know, the fracking rules one. Then in New Mexico, wolf reintroduction. And those of your listeners who are rural and live in ranching communities understand what the wolf reintroduction, the threat of that. And I've got rancher friends in southeastern New Mexico where they've reintroduced these Mexican gray wolves that just kill cattle, threaten families, children, pets. And the federal government wanted to introduce more. And in New Mexico, the Fish and Game Commission basically just said, no, you may not do that. So that's a win. And then there's the sage grouse, which is another endangered species issue. And on September 22nd, after years of debate, after the lesser prairie chicken listing was overturned, Sally Jewell, Secretary of the Department of Interior, came out and said, we are not going to list sage grouse as endangered. Now, it's not all as positive as it might sound, but I believe that without the lesser prairie chicken listing being overturned, that they would have probably gone ahead and listed the sage grouse despite the similar conservation efforts that have been done for the sage-grouse as were done for the lesser prairie chicken. So those are the five victories that I see for responsible land use. And that's the title Breitbart.com has given it, is five victories for responsible land use. And I really encourage your listeners to go read the column there. They published a little bit shorter version, but I hope you'll read it, tweet it, add a comment, and help us get the word out to the public.
And I'll go grab that off of Breitbart, too. I've taken the ones that you send me, and those are the ones that I post on my Facebook page.
Yeah, and they're longer. They have all the details. So personally, I like them better, of course, because they've got all the more data to them. But for those who just want a quicker overview, the Breitbart piece is a good one.
All right. Okay. Well, we have Jim. He's been holding quite a while from West Virginia. Jim, how are you doing today?
I don't mind. She's on a roll.
She is on a roll. And, you know, not to put anything to ease here, but we're going to have on Thursday, we're going to have C.J. Hadley on, and we'll talk about some more of these sage-grouse and some of the things are going on. So,
yeah, I've never met her, but she's
great. She is an awesome lady, and she's won a lot of awards, but we'll talk about that on Thursday. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, let's look at the obvious sitting in plain sight. First of all, the EPA is a private corporation, all right? Second, do they pay income taxes? No. Ooh, is there any oversight? No. Ooh. Okay, do they have a license to do business in your state? I doubt it. Ooh, okay. Now, so they're a racketeering corporation, obviously breaking the law. They have no more right to shut down a power plant or do any of this other stuff than I do as a private individual. And your sheriff can shut down racketeering corporations. It takes the political will. But besides the 10th Amendment, that pushback, there is also your county sheriff. And so you can say, no, you're not going to do that in this county. Show me your license. Show me your, you're gone. Catch you later. Thank you a bunch.
Well, they don't just necessarily shut them down like that, though, Jim. They just, I mean, with these regulations and these mandates that they come down with, they absolutely break the companies and they have to shut down. That's what happens. And yes, your sheriff can come in there and can help you, but you've got to have a constitutional sheriff, and not every county has that. So
bingo. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jim. I don't know about them being a corporation. I think every entity here in the government seems to have incorporated these days, and that's not necessarily a good thing. But I don't know about them in particularly. Do you?
But you are totally right, Beth Ann. It's not that they're coming in and putting a padlock on the gates of the coal-fired power plants, for example. It's that they make the regulations that are so onerous that the companies cannot operate profitably, and they can, and even the regulations are unmeetable. And I know we just have a few minutes left, but if we could, I just wanted, this is a perfect transition to jump to the Volkswagen. And I wrote a column called The Pope, Climate Change, and Volkswagen, but it's really about Volkswagen. The
All
Pope
right.
was really just a news hook. It's really about Volkswagen. And I'm sure all your listeners are aware of the trouble that Volkswagen is in right now. But in my column, I posit that really the reason Volkswagen is in such trouble is not, I mean, most people would automatically say, why did Volkswagen break these rules? Why did Volkswagen break this law? And the easy answer is corporate greed. And there probably is some of that. However, I believe that the bigger answer is that the requirements that the EPA and in the European Union as well put on these companies, they're putting out their regulations that, as we've been talking about, are simply not achievable, and especially profitably. And when you talk cars like Volkswagen, mm-hmm. it's you can't produce a car that meets the regulations and that consumers want to buy. And particularly in Europe, they put such a high premium on reducing CO2 and diesels because they get more MPG and the fuel itself has less carbon. Diesel engines actually produce less carbon. And that was all the, or less CO2. So, and that was all the emphasis was on. And so Volkswagen and others, BMW and Audi, which is a Volkswagen company, Audi is, but they were encouraged with tax incentives and favored status to use diesel that would lower CO2, though in fact it actually had very high particulate emissions. So Volkswagen came up with a way to kind of cheat the system so it looked like they were producing cars that met the NOx emission standard. So, but the bottom line to me, what I see in the whole Volkswagen story, is the impossibility of the regulations that are being set forth. And that's what we're seeing in all of these issues we've been talking about today.
Yes, we are. And we're out of time. Marita, thank you so much. I was also going to mention when we were talking about they don't actually padlock the building. They just fix it so you have to. And the last of the smelting plants in the United States of America was closed a year and a half ago in Herculaneum, Missouri. And it was because of the EPA's rules. And they just were astronomical, and they couldn't take it anymore. Marita, thank you so much for all that you do. We look forward to you every month. We'll be with you again next month in November, and I appreciate all that you do. Folks, it's going to take every single one of us. Marita's doing all the research for us on this energy level and the issues there, but it's going to take every single one of us to come together to bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed, and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.